And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Weekends seem like they get shorter and shorter. So is this year. It's getting a lot shorter. But thank you so much for everybody for tuning in. Sadly, I have terrible news to tell you again. It's like every day we come on here, there's always something bad to talk about. You know, can we just talk about kitty cats? Can we just talk about the wilderness? Can we talk about other stuff than what's actually happening? I wish that was the case. I guess we could, but then we would be ignoring all of the different things that's getting ready to affect all of us. It's very, very bad what is happening. Most of you know, if not all of you, right now, Russia was attacked by Islamic terrorists. Or at this point, ISIS, they're taking credit for the attacks in Russia. Now, the question is how did they get there? Who helped them to get there? Who armed them? And a lot of people, including yours truly, I have my suspicions that it's probably all connected with the CIA here in the United States of America. And why would I say such a thing? The United States of America is not bad. The United States of America wants everyone to be free. The United States of America wants everyone to prosper. The United States of America is only looking out for the small man, the small woman. There's only two genders. But in this case, it really looks like the CIA, just from my point of view. Now, do I have inside track, inside connections to the CIA? Not that I would tell. No, I don't. But it really looks like it because the CIA have done stuff like this in the past. And so has the U.S. federal government. It always seems like Russia, the United States of America, and some Islamic group is involved in all of this. And there's even a time where Al-Qaeda, you remember Al-Qaeda? The United States of America was funding Al-Qaeda to fight against Russia when Russia was going into Afghanistan. And I believe that Russia was going into Afghanistan because of the resources. They have a lot of nickel there. They have a lot of resources that the world uses. China is using those resources right now out of Afghanistan because of Joe Biden. It's the same lithium that you use in your cell phone right now that's coming out of Afghanistan. That lithium goes to China, and China's making money from it. Joe Biden gave it to him. That's a part of the reason why Russia was going there, because they wanted the resources. It is what it is. But the United States of America, they were helping Al-Qaeda. Well, let me show you some of the images that are coming out from Russia with these ISIS terrorists that did this horrible act in Russia. This first one that you see here, this is a guy in custody, one of the terrorist guys, right there, look like he got Adidas jacket on. And he's sitting in here, and you can tell they've been pretty much beat up. I mean, they've been beat down. I mean, he's not in good shape at all. I mean, look at him. And he's probably just wondering, like, what's going to happen to him next. But you know what? These Islamic terrorist groups, they're ready to die. They're ready to die for their cause. But you know what the interesting thing about this, Shannon? Most of the time when you have ISIS and other Islamic terrorist groups, they go in with suicide bombs. They don't try to flee.
Yeah.
They don't try to flee. So yeah. This is the reason why I believe that the CIA is involved in this. This is the reason why I believe that this is Obama's ISIS group that he sent in. Because I was talking to you earlier, Obama was just in Europe, last week?
Yeah, he was in
the UK. Everyone was wondering what he's doing there?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden this happens, this takes place? Did Obama go make the deal? Did it make it happen? And then he came back and he's talking to Joe Biden? Because he wasn't talking to Joe Biden at first.
He goes straight to the White House afterwards, right? And it's weird because he was saying he was there talking about the Obama Foundation, but really we're not that stupid, right? I mean, he was there and then he's at the White House and now he's doing videos against Trump. This guy's working the back end here.
And a lot of people would like to believe that Obama is not involved, but Obama is 100% involved.
Oh, he's 100% involved.
Obama's 100% involved.
Yeah.
Okay, let me show you another one of this terrorist guy. And I'm not going to show you a whole bunch of these, okay? These are the only two that I'm going to show you, share with their images on this. But again, I don't believe that they were trying to... I mean, if they were Islamic terrorists, the normal ones, they would have blown themselves up. They probably would have shot a whole bunch of people and then blown themselves up. But apparently they didn't have any bombs strapped to themselves. They weren't, I guess they weren't trying to get to the 72 versions. Look at this one. Look. And of course, when he went in, he wasn't in this condition. They said he walked in, but he's in a stretcher now, barely can even move. They probably have him hopped up on drugs and everything else. There's no telling what they've done to him. But you know what? I believe the same mentality, the same terrorist groups are here in America. Why do I say that? Because I believe that the Democrat Party has the door wide open for them to come in. For those of you that are watching my show right before it starts, I made an intro, and this was about a year and a half ago when I made the intro for this show. I need to update it. But in the intro, I talk about that they've caught 78 known terrorists this year alone. And this was back in 2022 when that happened, the beginning of 2022, 78 known terrorists. So these terrorists have been coming into the country ever since. And then one report came out when Mayorkas was asked about the terrorists that they apprehended on the southern border. Where are they today? Mayorkas straight up said he doesn't know. Why doesn't he know? Not because they deported him, because they released him into the population of the United States of America. So I believe that they are setting us up going into the 2024 election. I've said it multiple times. I'm not saying this to have you get all scared and be fearful. I'm telling you this in hopes that you will prepare and be mindful of your surroundings. These people are here because of the Democrat Party. Let me share this one for you. This was a blast from the past. This was Hillary Rodham Clinton talking about Al-Qaeda. Now, listen to what she's saying about Al-Qaeda and Russia. It's the exact same thing. So in place of Al-Qaeda, just think ISIS to yourself and you'll make the connection to what they're doing today.
We also have a history of kind of moving in and out of Pakistan. I mean, let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago.
Just like
and
ISIS.
We did it because we were locked in this struggle with the Soviet Union. They invaded Afghanistan. And we did not want to see them control Central Asia.
Oh, it's kind of like they invaded Ukraine. And the United States of America doesn't want to see them control Ukraine. So what do? We send in ISIS? I mean, hey, look, you be the judge. I believe so. But you tell me. I do look in the comments. Y'all let me know if I'm wrong. Look at this. It's like the same playbook all over again. I hate to be the one to bring it to you. Listen.
And we went to work, and it was President Reagan in partnership with the Congress, led by Democrats, who said, you know what, sounds like a pretty good idea. Let's deal with the ISI and the Pakistani military, and let's go recruit these Mujahideen, and let's get some to come from Saudi Arabia and other places, importing their Wahhabi brand of Islam so that we can go beat the Soviet Union. And guess what? They retreated. They lost billions of dollars, and it led to the collapse of the Soviet Union. So there's a very strong argument, which is, wasn't a bad investment to end the Soviet Union, but let's be careful what we sow, because we will harvest. So we then left Pakistan. We said, okay, fine, you deal with the stingers that we've left all over your country. You deal with the mines that are along the border. And by the way, we don't want to have anything to do with you. In fact, we're sanctioning you.
Does any of this sound familiar to you as of today? Does any of this make a connection? It's always Russia. Russia's always there in the mix. And it's always the United States of America getting in between Russia and whatever it is Russia's doing. Why are we even involved in Ukraine? Why were we even involved in Afghanistan? Why is the United States of America even involved when we have major issues here We get involved because we're creating the problems. We're the ones creating the problems. People like Hillary, you can get her off the screen. People like Hillary Rodham Clinton, people like Obama, people like Joe Biden, ones creating it. Now, a lot of people never seen this video. Look at this one. Here's the creator of ISIS, the creator of ISIS. Listen, it's really short. You can leave it split screen.
So with the additional steps I ordered last month, we're speeding up training of ISIL forces, including volunteers from Sunni tribes.
You hear this? He did the ISIS, they're training ISIS forces. Listen.
In Anbar province. Month, we're speeding up training of ISIL forces, including volunteers from Sunni tribes.
I mean, really? So if you're a Putin and you're hearing and you know that Obama created ISIS, Trump goes into office, destroys Obama's ISIS terrorist group, and then Biden comes back in, and now all of a sudden, ISIS shows his ugly head again. But then you have all of these idiots on the left saying, oh, President Trump said he destroyed ISIS, leaving out the fact that Biden revived it. Biden brought it back to life. Biden is the one making sure that ISIS is there. I'm telling you, this is just my personal belief. There are too many puzzle pieces lining up. You can't make this stuff up. Listen to this. This is President Trump even talking about who created ISIS.
ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. Okay? He's the founder. He founded ISIS. And I would say the co-founder would be crooked Hillary Clinton.
Right there, crooked Hillary Clinton. You know how bad this really is? Because if I'm Putin and I know this information, and the U.S., the CIA had any involvement in this, would you retaliate if you were Putin? Well, what would you do? Would you want to get on the phone with Joe and say, Joe, I need for you to apologize? And even some of these idiots on the left, they're suggesting that Putin created this himself.
Yeah, just like the pipeline. He created that too, right? Yeah,
just like blowing up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Oh, remember, the Biden regime said if they attack Ukraine, you can expect that pipeline to be blown up. Something might happen to it. And then, boom, something happened to it. And then they turned right around. They turned right around and tried to blame Putin for it.
And Will,
you
now
can't make it up.
Putin is saying he's vowing revenge on Moscow. So for Moscow.
The attack.
So we'll see what happens. Something else is going to happen. This is not the end of this crisis. I'll tell you that much.
It's really not. Okay, we're going to go to break. When we come back from this break, I got more to share with you on this. You're going to hear how the left reacts. We'll be right back.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist.